So much talk about wrestling. Good God.
Street Sweeper Radio, DJ K Slade, the Drama King is in the building. Jazzy Bell TV's in the building. Hell Bell's in the building with us.
Yeah.
Uncle Murder just walked in the building with us.
Whoa.
God damn. Ready for Sue's tonight, my nigga?
I mean, it's going to be a motherfucking movie tonight, nigga.
We got to get a new word, man, please.
What's
can we say it's going to be a...
No fleek,
a Scorsese.
It's gonna be a Spike Lee tonight, man.
See, that means you don't know movies.
You bugging? You to movie. See, though, please don't do it.
So then, why are you looking at me like that?
No, because I'm looking at you like it was a dope reference.
It's gonna
Jeez.
Be a Tarantino tonight.
Out.
I like
well,
that.
Tarantino's
that's
nice
how
too.
We gonna do. Shit like that. That's the new words.
I think a Scorsese sounds Scorsese, more fast,
more epic. Right? I got you. There's gonna be a lot of big asses on. If you tuned in tonight, Sue's is the place to be. I promise you it's going to be a lot of ladies out. The real niggas is coming. We got some niggas money and balance that's popping. They like the new motherfucking Wire. And it's going to be a movie. Come enjoy.
That's right.
Well
you coming out here? I'm going to fuck around.
Spray oh, spray shit. We're going to have hell, bro.
I'm in love with the I live the life I deserve. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I need whatever it's worth. I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth. For a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me. These are all my confessions, man. This wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no daps from me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You had at me. This ain't what I want, man. It's what it had to be.
Yeah, the archive went up weird. I guess the network went down while it was getting uploaded, and that breaks off the file and fucks everything up. So, Jason was there when we were done podcasting. Jason was in the building getting it fixed. So it's going back in. It's, you know, should be the archive of today's stream should be up.
for a good time, not a long time. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I hood, I'm way up, I feel this. Hood, way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel this.
Can I ask a question? Would you ever date a black woman? See, people don't fuck like this or some just to see what they say.
Fuck with them.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Just to see what his facial expressions, like certain things, you gotta learn how to hit certain people with. You can't go, first of all, look, the man is intelligent. You're not gonna take that away from him.
Nah, you're not.
And he studies people before he bring them up there, so he knows how to approach them. So therefore, you know, you got a 48 law on him. You understand what I'm saying? And you gotta go way off the motherfucking, to say, well, Bill about it. If you look back in the 1600s, would you have slaves? Or would you be a heretic? See, motherfuckers don't know how to handle certain people in conversation. Exactly. Just to bring the you understand what I'm saying? Have you ever jerked off to a black woman porn school?
Man, that's
you get head?
Yeah.
Think all you human?
Yeah, exactly. Like if we're so much animals in aspects that you like to bring up so much, it has to be some kind of animal aspect in you, too, because you pay so much attention to us.
That's
that you must be infatuated with our culture. Other than that, how you know so much about everything and everybody that has got something going? Like, how you know about your video?
Definitely.
Nigga, you watch rap.
You watch, you into
you
rap.
You like it.
Yeah,
but to act like you don't, you have to attack it. You understand
definitely,
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, come on. You know the lyrics, you know the vocals, you watching videos. Where the fuck you get all this time from?
Watching the Uncle Murder fucking video, Bill O'Reilly.
Exactly.
Uncle Murder. But thank you for watching it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this, we just need somebody to get up there, you know what I'm saying? And
I'm going
to
keep that in mind, man.
He definitely has a copy of The Chronic in his legacy.
Yeah, no, I would believe so.
Any day, shape, profile, speed, people, radio. We have two radical tonight. You got,
yes, sir.
Play let's go, radio.
I'm
woke up feeling like I was on the moon. I woke up feeling like I needed a honey goat. Some niggas in my sleep trying to catch a bait.
See, Louis, these folks up. Let's do it.
People like me, the points of being gay, they say that's the bag.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All the dumb ass niggas can eat a fat dick. Yeah, easy, can eat a big fat dick. Tim Dorn can eat a big fat dick. Luke can eat a fat dick.
See them in the finals. Not saying that they're gonna win, not saying they're gonna lose, but I really see them in the finals.
Who would beat them in the finals, though? If they could actually get past Cleveland and beat Cleveland.
Cleveland is a good team. They're just not great yet. They gotta get their chemistry right. Spurs is hard to beat.
I don't think the Spurs can beat the Hawks in 7 games right now. I think the age is catching up with them.
And the Spurs, they play basketball. They play fundamental basketball, and it works. But at the same time, that's how Atlanta Hawks play. So I think that'd be a good
fight. You can't play none when your knees don't work, though.
This song makes me just want to watch Boogie Nights. Such a good, well-used soundtrack. Fuck, that was... What? When the papa found out, he began to shout, started the investigation. And then on the other end of it, Paul Simon. It's like a double fucking shot of bullshit.
And in SiriusXM 8, Samina Blackwood, Aerosmith have added another show to their summer tour, the first ever concert for legends.
The skeleton is talking to me on the radio.
Events of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. And of course, the guys are no strangers to football. They're huge Patriots fans. And you may remember they played the halftime show at 2001 Super Bowl. You'll hear them after Tina. And Tango.
CAGreatAmerica.com.
I'll wrestle for WrestleMania tickets.
And he has something to do with socks, right?
His alter ego does.
Oh, got it.
And the guys from Broken Lizard who brought you Super Troopers want to bring you Super Troopers too. They will be on with us to talk about that.
And Kevin, everyone hates you. You look like a Muppet. You're overly hairy and your wife is leaving you. Did I do it right?
No, that hurt my feelings.
Oh, well. See you tomorrow.
Kevin Klein, live.
Jesus.
All of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'.
You're the reason why you deserve.
Oh, 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 so what's the gray outs in the bowl?
I'm gonna die, get a heart attack. What's the word?
What's the word? That's just like if 10 gay niggas jump a heterosexual. Do y'all get 10 years for the hate crime?
Thanks.
Come on, there's too much shit going on. Y'all not supposed to understand. If you're born with a dick, nigga, you a man. That's it, man the fuck up.
Yes, it's dick, all that man, other feeling shit.
Yes, right, exactly.
Some enlightened discussion tonight.
You can't stop people from saying what they want to say. We're not talking, you know what somebody talking about.
This is how we talk, man.
Exactly.
This is some faggot shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like back in the days, man, niggas always like, man, this is faggot ass nigga, man. Why he gotta play on my team? Like, you understand? We ain't talking about
facts.
That he's gay.
Facts.
We're not talking about that.
Facts.
Yeah, you definitely gotta differentiate the two.
Exactly.
Don't be so emotional out there, motherfuckers.
Yeah, stop all that fucking bullshit.
This is
real
time,
niggas back.
No, no, fuck sensitive shit, man. Get the dick out your booty. And you won't have to assume what I'm saying. What
I, how do you think these guys would feel if, like, someone used that same argument to talk about, I don't know, some other words that might be unpleasant?
You see all them ladies in Straight Nine magazine? You niggas need to straighten up.
He just went somewhere
else.
I'm super good. Different situations, you understand what I'm saying? Because it's like, at the end of the day, everybody lives their life and do what they want to do,
right,
however they want to do it. But even if you go by the court system, you understand the same court system go by the Bible. And if you go by the Bible states a few things about homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So how the hell could you sit in there and you give a person more rights than me, but you make me fucking swear to the Bible. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, they like, killed, they killed Sodom and Gomorrah, they murdered a whole fucking country over that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
In the Bible.
So my whole thing is to each his own, but don't fucking take away my rights with my freedom of speech and how I feel about everything because y'all decide to make another genre of individual like it's a fucking new power race.
Facts.
Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, 10 gay guys can jump me, and it's like, okay, well, okay, Slay got his ass whipped. 10 heterosexual male jump, nigga, that's a hate crime.
That's
10
hate
years
crime.
And start. That's a new fucking power.
Trying to finish things up.
Exactly. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Well,
let us do what we do.
Shit out.
But they balance it. But let me have freedom of speech and say what I want to say without being condemned or whatever.
Yeah,
especially,
if
I'm not talking about
in the street and money, like the nigga hollered at me on some hate sexy. And if I'm in a certain mood and this nigga hollered at me and I smack the shit out the nigga, I don't want to be going down for no hate crime or some shit. I just smacked the nigga because he tried to holler at me and I'm not on it like that.
So, Jazzy Bell, let me ask you a question. You're a woman. I'm walking down the street. We in a crowd. Out of the motherfucking street, I'm walking, and a gay man grab my dick, and I knock him out. Why I gotta get a hate? Do I do it? Was I right or wrong for knocking him out?
Timberland boot too.
That, what,
well,
that,
I mean, if you're right or wrong,
am I right or wrong if I knock him out?
I mean, your reason for knocking him out isn't because
it's justified.
Yeah, it's very justifiable. Point is, it wouldn't be considered a hate crime. It would be considered you reacted to somebody
violating
you.
But it
that's
might
what
be
that
considered
is.
A hate crime.
No, it shouldn't be considered a hate
crime.
Hate crime,
nigga.
It should, that's not considered a hate crime. And no, it wouldn't be. That wouldn't hold up in court. A man
you.
Violated his privacy without him
saying,
being
Andy.
Consensual about
I
it.
Burn it down. Burn it all down.
Sex, soft like a bed, they recline way back so I can get real cozy. I got the instant taste in the place, like a bass head to say. I want bass, I want a hit, I want a dose. You're rolling up smiling, but you can't come close. My system is pumping loud, like Rock can say. I want to move the crowd, I warm it up with me, fight the power with me. Tell the cops you got some shell with APMD. This is something devastating that'll break the trunk. And remember, only love is like the future of a book.
Let me help you out, bro. If you had a chick and you ain't with her no more, Wiz a smasher. I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna let you know right now. I won't speak on behalf of Wiz. He'll roll up the tailors, you know what I'm saying? And it's going down. And he gonna call you about it. Yeah, man, you know your girl was on me, man. And I had to.
But I mean, it's the difference when it's your girl and when it's your wife. You still gotta respect this man's wife.
It's not his wife anymore.
I know, but I'm just saying it was his wife at one point.
So James Harden's wrong?
What? I think Nick Cannon beat too, though.
She said Nick Cannon didn't beat, but nobody said James Harden.
I mean, she can say that. Yeah, right.
Is James Harden wrong?
Nah, James Harden ain't wrong.
Okay. Would Drake be wrong? Is Drake wrong, period? Because he's smashing everybody.
I think Drake
everybody
else. Yeah. Nah, Drake likes strippers, though.
Oh, okay.
Drake like making them.
She's an ex-stripper.
She's a stripper.
Amber Rose was...
I didn't know Amber Rose had some nude pics out. I looked
them up.
I didn't know this, but I looked them up and I jacked up to one of them. Just to put that out there. She have a pretty vajayjay. She has a beautiful vajayjay. Yes, sir.
Spears, make sure we give him elbow tap from now on. You know what I mean? Not even pound, just a little elbow tap.
She have a beautiful vajayjay, just to put that out there, man.
Did you tell her that when you met her?
No, I wanted to. I wanted to, but you know, I ain't want to do
it. You should have shown her the picture like, this is the one I like, this is the one I jack off
to. I wish I had my own, but I can't pull something up for in it. Like, hey, I'm jacked off to this one right here.
We out till next week, man. Sirius XM, Hip Hop Nation, Hood Rich Radio. Be safe out there in the streets. Salute.
To the whole TikTok, you don't stop, stop. To the whole TikTok, you don't stop.
Action! You know we had to do it for my ladies. I mean, again, check it. To the whole TikTok, you don't stop. To the whole TikTok, you don't stop.
This isn't okay. Oh, yeah. I've been picturing you naked on the table in the blanket saying,
take. Warning. The drama genius is in the building.
Oh, good. More enlightened views from K Slay.
Bye.
on Sirius XM.
Thinking, and the answer is no. You cannot wear the captain's hat. But get this, saving on my boat insurance.
I like what I see. Will you bounce that thing?
Sesame seeds out the market and I wouldn't even care. I can't imagine 5 years from now saying, damn, remember sesame seeds? What happened? All the buns are blank. They're gonna have to change that McDonald's song. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a bun. How's a sesame seed stick to a bun? That's fucking magical. There's got to be some sesame seed glue out there. Either that or they're adhesive on one side. Take the sesame seed out, remove the backing, place it on the bun. Now your bun will look spectacular. What does the sesame seed grow into? I don't know. We never gave them a chance. What the fuck is a sesame? It's It's a street. It's a way to open shit. You think when the guy came up with the idea to invent a bomb, a black light popped up over his head? I shouldn't do this joke because it's gonna ruin my cover, but I like the FedEx driver because he's a drug dealer and he don't even know it. And he's always on time. I remixed the remix, it was back to normal.
Like a double barrel E-point right at the game.
Big low, so your SC smoke glow. I'm not fucking with legends, easy word of weapon. Cash is threats over. Jump in the game, the bitches slandered my name. Violence reporters, the streets out of order. Project.
Yeah. You want to whip a skeleton. Most songs do, though. I mean, honestly.
Fagiest, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about as far as a lesbian magnet.
We do our job. You think you mob, nigga? We the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers in the room.
score quadruple.
Does the girl want to come up? Just come up. This is your last chance, bitch.
This is a sinister banger. Or it's future funk, I don't know. My understanding is that's all that gets played on this show, so.
Lost my life, I has to fight, nigga. Lost my life. can hear me, hit me, hit me. We gon' be alright, right? Nigga, we gon' be alright, right? Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. On Mac 11, you can rule with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. A pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but that's what I like. Lord knows, 28 moving my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven.
Okay. Well, I made it home. It's kind of late. I mean, relatively speaking, so, go see about dinner, I guess. Eat some food or something. See you guys in the morning. Have a good night.